Could you first of all tell us something about the BDS?
Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, or BDS, is a call that came out from Palestinian civil society back in 2005. It was more than 170 different Palestinian civil society organizations coming together to basically follow the South African model of liberation. And that was when apartheid South Africa was being supported by the United States and most governments, or many governments around the world. It was the people of the world that responded to a call from South Africa, South African black people and others who wanted liberation in that country from apartheid, who engaged in the boycott of South Africa. And that wasn't the only thing that brought an end to apartheid, but it certainly was a significant contribution to that end. So the Palestinians have made a similar call. And Jewish Voice for Peace and many other organizations that are in solidarity with Palestinian and people's struggles for justice have endorsed that call. So it is significant that Black Lives Matter has also endorsed the call because, you know, I think to many of us, Black Lives Matter is one of the most important movements in our country today. And for them to take this stand is very important.
Back in the apartheid days, during the divestiture campaign, many people on the other side argued that divestment would hurt blacks in South Africa because of the lack of economic investment. Obviously, the cultural and economic boycott certainly raised a lot of awareness and contributed to the downfall of apartheid. People are presumably making the same argument that an economic boycott of Israel could hurt the Palestinians somehow. How do people respond to that?
Well, it's a great question you raise, and it's interesting that, by and large, the people that raise that question or have that objection to boycott, divestment, and sanctions, or BDS, are not the Palestinians themselves. It's people that are opposed to BDS and are looking for reasons or excuses that those of us who favor BDS could find a way out or could be proved wrong. So it's the Palestinians themselves that have made this call for us to boycott companies that are profiting from the illegal occupation by Israel of Palestinian lands. So, it's an interesting argument, but it really doesn't hold a lot of water because, again, it's not the Palestinians who, by and large, the overwhelming majority of them have responded to this question by saying, some of us in the short run may suffer, but we're not looking at this in the short run. We're looking at this in terms of the end game, which is justice for all the peoples of the Middle East and certainly for the Palestinian people. And one way to bring that about or to help to bring that about is through boycotts. So that's the response that I think is important for people to know when hearing that objection.
The parallels people have been talking about between Gaza and Ferguson, could you speak to that at all?
Well, it's pretty fascinating in that when things erupted in Ferguson and the police were using pepper spray and all kinds of other, quote, crowd control tactics, very, very early on, people in the streets in Ferguson were getting texts and emails and all kinds of other things from people in Gaza, giving them advice on how to withstand some of those police tactics. And there have been delegations of Black Lives Matter people that have gone to Gaza, gone to the West Bank and Palestine. And there is a solidarity that is growing between these two liberation struggles. And it's also interesting that, many of the police forces in this country have received, either directly or indirectly, training from the Israelis. There are police forces that actually go over to Israel to receive training. And so some of the tactics that you see that have been experimented on Palestinian bodies are now used back in our country, unfortunately, on largely people of color and other bodies that, you know, police feel are in the way.
Ned, do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners? And where can people find out more about your organization, Jewish Voices for Peace, and the BDS movement?
So if you'd like to find out more about Jewish Voice for Peace, it's jvp.org. That's jvp.org. And if you're interested in the BDS movement, it's bdsmovement.net. bdsmovement.net.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for your time. Again, we've been speaking to Ned Roche with Jewish Voice for Peace, the Portland chapter, about the Black Lives Matter movement endorsing the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Ned, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
This is Doug McVeigh with KBOO News.